Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 24. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. Let's begin now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray for ourselves, that we'll know deep down just how loved we are by God, right now, just as we are. So let's take about 25 seconds of silence to invite God to help us experience this love. Our scripture readings today come from Isaiah chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 4. So starting with Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. And then from Matthew 4. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and he lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what he was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." So we'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "For to us a child is born. The people living in darkness have seen a great light." So let's take a few moments to meditate on why Jesus is considered the light of the world by the New Testament writers, the lamp that leads our path. For to us a child is born. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.